This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Memorial Day is considered the unofficial kickoff of the summer driving season, and this season is already proving to be one of the most expensive on record. Russia's invasion of Ukraine helped drive oil prices to new heights, and last week our own Andy Euler told you about how some U.S. refineries closed for good after prices hit rock bottom during the pandemic. The EU has started a two-day meeting to talk about a sixth package of sanctions, and on the agenda, Russian oil, which helped push Brent crude above $120 a barrel today, the highest in 2 months. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
If you're listening to this story in your car right now, you know firsthand the sticker shock so many Americans are feeling at the gas pump. Clark Williams Derry is an energy analyst with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
In the U.S., we're facing the highest prices, you know, at least in nominal terms, that we've seen ever.
He says the oil market fundamentally changed after demand tanked in the early days of the pandemic, crushing investment. Now that demand is back with a vengeance following the Russian invasion,
the market isn't there to supply it.
The Biden administration has been reaching out to industry to bring idled refineries back online, according to Bloomberg. The White House didn't respond to Marketplace's requests for comment. Annette Smith, senior analyst at Rystad Energy, says if the reports are true,
that would help immensely when you increase the number of capacities being brought back online on a global scale.
Anything to boost supply. Since prices bottomed 2 years ago, some refinery owners have tried and in some cases failed to sell their operations. And
there are quite a few refineries that are being repurposed,
refocusing their operations on biofuels, which has helped put more pressure on capacity, according to Bob McNally, president of Rapidan Energy Group. Against that backdrop, he's not convinced that pleading with industry will work.
It has to convince the industry that there's a long-term role for these units, not just for a year or two, but for 10 or 15 years.
And amid a push to decarbonize, he says that's a hard case to make. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.